Somerset.
The Make a Difference Awards. Now, let's chat Make a Difference, because everyone who's nominated for a Make a Difference Award is unique. A wide variety of individuals and groups from all walks of life and every corner of the county, but they all have something in common. They're completely unaware of the huge impact they have on the people they help and the good causes they back. And that's certainly the case with our next finalist. Froome Birth Talk offers friendly, face-to-face support to new parents and carers who need someone to talk to about stress, anxiety and depression, or who just need a get-together and a chat. BBC Radio Somerset's Vernon Harwood went along to their weekly toddler group.
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had some sheep.
E-I-E-I-O.
We're at Trinity Church Hall, our toddler group. Sometimes we do little singing sessions. Yeah, and it's just a really friendly, welcoming space.
Do you want to go on the seesaw? Or do you want to play with the truck? What should we do?
So if you come and you're not having your best day, that's fine. You don't have to put on a front. You don't have to pretend that you're the perfect parent, because that doesn't exist. And you can hopefully relax and make friends.
My name is Becky. I moved to Froome about a year ago. It was like, the only way of getting out of the house, really, which is difficult enough when you've got kids anyway. It's probably been the main way I've had of meeting other mums.
I'm Susie Christinace, and I am the director of Froome Birth Talk. We provide free counselling and support for anyone in the Froome area who is pregnant or has had or lost a baby in the last 2 years. And that's all free, and also have a couple of drop-in groups. You know, once you help the parents, then that helps the children.
She sat on the carpet at Popple Down Playgroup. Eager for stories and songs with Miss Twee, she carefully moulded her plasticine biscuits ready for use in the teddy bear's tea.
We come to look after our grandson every Friday, and we were told about this playgroup, and they've been so welcoming, and it's well organised, and it's lovely, and it's a brilliant thing.
Well, I've just nipped out of the hall itself into the little reception area here at Trinity with James, who's a teacher. He lives in Colford. This is a really important part of the week for you, isn't it?
Oh, yes. And I come here first thing in the morning to give my son, who's 2 years old, a really positive experience. It's calm, supportive. It feels like a space where you can really connect with other parents.
The bell on the bus goes ding, 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 ding. The bell on the bus goes ding, 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 all day long.
How many parents do you think you've helped over the years?
Last year, we had 120 self-referrals for counselling. The year before that, it was about 70-something self-referrals. And then in this group, last year we had over 100 individuals came to the group. So, I mean, it's hundreds, thousands, possibly.
That impact is phenomenal.
So here we've got some cars and some jigsaws. There's the train track.
Leah lives in Froome. She works in IT, and for the last year and a half, she's been volunteering here with Froome Birth Talk.
I was relatively new to living in Froome, and like most people, when they move somewhere new, they wanted to meet people. Sorry, you can probably hear my little one in the background. But also what the charity does is sort of support parents when they've suffered trauma and grief, that sort of thing. And that's happened to me. I'm a victim of that, unfortunately. So I felt quite passionate about this charity. So it's a win-win all round.
One of the jobs is to open up the blind so we can see what's going on all over the building.
The nomination that came in for the Make a Difference Award for you and your group was utterly glowing. It also said that you have saved lives.
Wow. Okay. That makes me feel quite emotional. I can imagine that we have. Yeah.
In all of this, Susie, I'm just getting the impression that you're blissfully and beautifully unaware of the incredible impact you've had in Frome. There are now people walking around who wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you.
Yeah, that's... oh, my gosh. That's huge. I mean, I have to say, I don't think of that on a daily basis. You know, I sort of wake up and think, oh, I've got to do the payroll today. But, yeah, when you put it like that, what we're doing is really important. When someone tells you that you've saved their life, then, well, that makes it all worth it.
That's Susie from Frome Birth Talk chatting to Vernon Harwood. And the team from the charity will be our guests at the Make a Difference Awards at Haynes Motor Museum in Sparkford tomorrow evening.